say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. Hell yeah, don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Goodbye. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. So if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you're out. You're donezo. You get nothing.
You're trying to get into Dave's mind.
Exactly. Everyone you get right, you get an IMC Cinema Pass, and we move on to the next question if you want to do so. There is five up for grabs. You could be going home with five IMC Cinema Passes today. If you say something that's not in the category, you are also out.
You know, there's a lot of really exciting radio games. I was on the M50 this time last week, going to Dublin Airport, exactly at this time. I was on the edge of my seat listening to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Yeah, it's a game that causes a lot of...
It's very exciting.
There's a lot of goosebumps. There's a lot of... Jeopardy.
There is.
If you would like to play, message us the word game right now, 087 711 1038. Just the word game in a WhatsApp will do, and you could win five IMC Cinema Passes going into the long bank holiday weekend.
It's been a hefty old week for the IMC Cinema Passes.
It has indeed. If you want to see what a game of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down is like, Emma and Aisling are going to take part, and this is a lot of fun. Yay. So remember, game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Come on and play and win a five IMC Cinema Passes. Emma and Aisling, are we ready to go?
I don't think I've ever won this. I always get knocked out.
I heard you last week as well.
Yeah,
you got lost.
So I'm ready.
Question number one. Name an o'clock.
11. 3.
I have written down 4 o'clock.
Yes. You're
both
like, there's
correct.
No way he'll think
you're
past
both 10. Still in. Name a luxury brand.
Yves Saint Laurent.
I panicked and said Gucci. I don't know. That's not even... I don't know.
No, yeah, it is right. Yeah.
Emma is out. I said Gucci.
Oh, no way!
Emma out. Aisling, name a condiment.
Sweet chilli sauce.
I said brown sauce. Very good, very good. Could this be Ash's week where she gets the five? Name a playing card suit. Oh.
Clubs.
I have said diamonds.
Yes! I have the advantage of looking into Dave's soul.
And your final question, Aisling Bonner.
She's staring at him.
Name a colour on the traffic lights.
Oh. Orange.
I have said red.
Finally!
There we go. That is how to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down. You want to win yourself five IMC Cinema Passes? Game in a WhatsApp now. 087 711 1038.
Absolutely obsessed with this. It is such a good summer tune. Sonny Federa, this is called Mine Still. You are on spin.
Good morning.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Yep, Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down is quickly becoming the most talked about radio game in the country.
At least the three of us are talking about it.
It's where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. But you got to say the opposite of something different than what I have written down. So, who's on to play to win five IMC Cinema Passes today?
It's Sean standing by. How are you, Sean?
How's it going? Yeah, very good.
Oh, are you feeling confident about this morning, Sean?
Playing along, yeah, so...
does it make you as nervous as it makes me?
Yeah, I think it does.
Sean, I hope you can feel the feeling that I just felt when I won Don't Say the Same Thing.
It's a good feeling, I'd imagine. Sean, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. If you win it, you could win up to five IMC Cinema Passes. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. You'll hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. If you don't answer or you say the thing in the wrong category, you are out and you get nothing. All makes sense, Sean?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Let's play. Sean, question number one. Name a US state.
New York.
New York. I've written down Texas.
Ooh. Oh, you're dicing with death there, Sean. I would have said Wyoming.
New York, because you were there on...
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
Sean, would you like to play on for a chance to win two passes?
Yeah, play on it.
All right, Sean, name a famous world landmark.
Eiffel Tower.
I have written down Eiffel Tower.
Oh, no!
And just for proof.
Nothing!
Just for proof.
You lose! Good day, sir.
No. Number two, I have written down Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I'm absolutely gutted,
Sean,
man.
I'm so sorry. I'm so,
so
sorry.
I think you might have gone too generic, Sean.
Yeah.
Should have went out of the box.
Yeah, a little bit. Sean. Oh, Sean.
I'm sorry, man.
It's a cruel game.
It's a cruel game.
In a cruel world.
Thanks very much.
Better to go out in the second question than the fifth, though.
Yeah, true.
Thanks for playing, Sean.
Have a great day, Sean.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I can't think of a single obscure world landmark.
The pyramids.
Taj Mahal, I thought of.
The Sphinx.
The spire.
The Burj Khalifa. There you go.
Would you have accepted that?
Yeah, honestly, if it's anywhere, I would have expected
anything. Yeah, that's true. The spire, yeah.
You know, you have a good game in your hands when people are suggesting rules for the game.
That's the opposite of what I think now.
No, I think it means people are invested.
Okay, go on.
Collie has gotten in touch and he says, each question should have a limited amount of possible answers. So question one should have 6 possible answers. Question two, 5, 3, 4, 4, 3. And then question 5 should only have 2 possible answers.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Hard enough for you to come up with the categories.
Yeah, it's hard enough to come up with the questions.
That
as opposed
there's only
to,
6 of.
Yeah.
But
whatever,
it is a really good idea to have that question 5 is only one of 2.
Yeah.
50-50.
A 50-50 kind of kills me. I like the 3.
The jeopardy, though.
I think 1 of 3 is fair on the last, because I love how it goes down. Like in the setup there, that 1 of 3.
Yeah.
Green, amber or red, I think, because like what would you be thinking of? I don't know. Anyway,
Emma, Aisling, true or false?
False.
Sorry, true.
Emma's out.
I feel so much better.
See, you like us then. Yeah, I was trying to get her out. Sorry, Emma.
No, give me another one.
1 or 2?
2.
1.
It's a great idea. Thanks,
Colin. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.